It's good to have you with us online. It's good to have you guys with us on site today. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving and that you realize probably today, as you've already picked up on it, today is the first Sunday in Advent. How quickly we have gone through this year and come to the first Sunday in the Christmas season where we take our hearts and our minds and we turn them toward the scene of the manger, the scene of the shepherds out in the field, the scene of the wise men, the scene of God taking on flesh, coming into the world to be our hope. May this season, in the midst of all we've been going through this year, I hope that it will be a Merry Christmas. And so we're going to talk this season about experiencing the one who is a world changer, using Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And to get us started on that journey today, I thought I'd just share a moment from my story. When I was finishing up my master's program, I was at the end of it, and the school where I was at, they had this expose. You know, those fairs where you've got booths set up with different companies. And so I was there at that event, and I was doing all that, and I had been thinking about possibly getting my doctorate once I'd finished my master's, and I was wrestling with that. I saw my friends who I'd gone through, you know, a master's journey with together. They'd been in my cohort, and a number of them were getting stuff lined up to do it. And I thought, man, I think this is what I should be doing, but I wasn't quite sure about it. And so I remember I was at this expose, and there was one of my profs. For those of you who are students, have you ever had the kind of teacher where when the school season of that class starts, you go, I don't think I'm going to like this person? You ever had one of those, right? And so I'll confess, I hope he's not watching today, or anyways, but I confess that I had that moment, and I thought, oh no, this is not going to be good. And you know how it usually goes? The more you spend time getting to know them, and they're getting to know you, and you're learning, and I began to realize, I kind of like this guy. I respect this guy. This guy has a lot of wisdom. And so I'm at the expose, and I go up to him, and I'm talking about this dilemma. I'm like, I kind of want to. I don't know what to do. And he listened to me, as a wise person would do. He waited till I was done. He never got his phone out and checked his text messages or anything like that, right? He's like so focused on listening to me, eyes intent, right, like drill right into your soul kind of moment. And when I'm done, he responds. And we'll come back to what he said in a little bit at the end. I've learned, how about you, that we need good counsel in our lives. You guys agree with that? You agree with that at home? We need some good counsel in our lives throughout the entirety of our lives. I think when I was younger, I didn't realize that, how helpful that was until I got older. And then apparently my parents and grandparents got a whole lot smarter real fast. I don't know how that happened, but they did. And so I realized that, you know, in the book of Proverbs chapter 19, it really is spot on the money when it says, listen to advice and accept instruction so you might grow wise in the future. Have you ever talked to somebody who's struggling with depression? Somebody who's really down and out. Somebody who's really struggling to think clearly in a healthy way. Maybe even in throwing out the suicide idea as something they're reaching out for because they're just so tired of where they are. Good counsel can really save a life. Good counsel can impact a nation for its good. In our executive branch of our government, the president has a cabinet. Familiar with this? President's cabinet. And the role of that cabinet is to offer wisdom and advice, counsel to the president so that he or she can be informed and make hopefully a wise decision that impacts us as citizens of this wonderful country for the good, but also impacts the world, right? Absolutely. Proverbs 15 tells us that plans fail with no counsel, but with many counselors, they succeed. Well, that takes me to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 this morning, which I promised you is our verse for this Advent season. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, Isaiah has already been called by God to be a prophet to the people of Judah, and God has chosen to speak through Isaiah to say, hey, people, listen, I know you're in a crazy place right now, but I'm promising to send you a wonderful counselor who's going to lead you in peace. Let's read what he wrote in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Hey, if you're at home and you have this, would you read that with us this morning? For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Did you have a wonderful Thanksgiving? For what you could do to celebrate that, perhaps. Do you have a wonderful Thanksgiving? We use that word wonderful a lot, and right? Well, when the Hebrew people in that language used the word wonderful, the type of word that they used here was referenced only to God. So you wouldn't say, well, they wouldn't use the word. We'd say, boy, that turkey was wonderful. That dressing was wonderful. Above all, that pecan pie, that was wonderful. No. The word they use for wonderful that in this verse is only used with God. It infers to us that the counsel is so great and that there aren't enough words to describe how great the counsel is, because for one, we don't have enough words to even describe the God that it came from. This counsel is so wonderful that it could only be from God. It is divine counsel. That word wonderful, and that's coming from a divine source. They go hand in hand. And Isaiah says that he will be a counselor. We think of counselors help us, absolutely, which they do. It's a title for a person who is in a position of authority and who gives valuable direction for what is the right thing to do or the right way to think about a situation, about a problem, about ourselves, about our lives, about our future. And so if you put those two together, God is promising Judah that he is sending a divine, wonderful counselor who will direct them in the way that they should go into experience a season of peace with him. He knows the way. He knows the truth of how to get there. And he will light the path for them throughout their journey. And ultimately, it will benefit them and the nations around them. It's an amazing promise. It really is to think of two words, but how rich they are when they are pointing to Jesus being the wonderful counselor. And he's the one that we celebrate this Christmas season. The Old Testament saw God that way. They saw the Messiah that way. But the New Testament writers were likewise. Paul, for example, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 said, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in him. And Paul's talking about Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. He is the greatest counselor. Paul sees him this way because he is the author of truth. He is the living embodiment of what is true. He is God's perfect wisdom in flesh. And he walked on the earth. He lived just as you and I live. How phenomenal is that, to think of that? It leaves me at a loss for words. What about you? It's just tremendous, isn't it? It is wonderful. I agree. Do you think God knows you at your core? What do you think? I mean, utterly at the core of your being, that he knows you. I mean, he really, personally, deeply knows you and you. In John 10, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. He knows your concerns. He knows your worries. He knows your motivations. He knows your fears. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your strengths. He knows your life experiences. He knows your thoughts. He knows you. I love how the psalmist says so beautifully. He says, Lord, you have examined me. You know me. You know. When I sit down and when I stand up, even from far away, you comprehend my plans. That kind of knowledge is too much for me. It's so high above me that I can't reach it. I can't, no matter how hard I try, I can't fully get there to completely comprehend your absolute truth and wisdom. No matter how I keep reaching, you just keep supplying. The situation keeps changing. You keep providing. I feel like I'm at a loss, and yet you keep providing direction and guidance. I can't even reach and fully take use of everything that you have to give to me, because it's just so wonderful. Remember that woman at the well? In John chapter 4, she was there in the afternoon when Jesus comes to the well into town, which is odd because you wouldn't go to the well and get water at the middle of the day. You'd go in the morning, but she's there and has this encounter with Jesus. And then after Jesus talks with her and is telling her about her life that no one has told him, because he knows, because he's God in the flesh, right? He is Emmanuel. He is God incarnate right there. And then she leaves and goes back to the people in her town and says, hey, yo, listen up. Come and see a man who has told me everything I've done. Could this man be the Christ? Because they were waiting. They're waiting for that wonderful counselor to come and to lead them. Like only God could lead his people. No one knows us like Jesus. So much so that he knows our needs. Think about this for a second, would you? There's not going to be a moment of your day today where you're going to go through it, and I don't know what it's going to be, and I don't know where it's going to take you, but there's not going to be a moment today where you're going to step into where God does not already know exactly what you're stepping into. You may be frustrated. You may be afraid. You may be worrying. You may feel like your heartbeat is increasing because anxiety is rising within you. But I can assure you that whatever you're stepping into, God already knows what's standing in front of you. He is an omniscient counselor. You see, when Isaiah, when he told Judah about this wonderful counselor, you see, he knew at the time that Judah wanted political rest. because they were struggling. They weren't able to have peace in the land, and they had been attacked before, and they were going to be attacked again, and they were really wanting political rest. Same thing when Jesus comes. They're wanting political rest as a people. Isaiah, and Jesus as well, he knew that they were being pulled in different directions, and they had that political unrest, and so they're buying and hoping and so longing to have peace in the land. But what they really needed, that was divine counsel. They needed, and this is what God knew, to live by his covenant with them. And if they would, he would lead them into peace as a people. You know, I think sometimes what we think we need is not what God knows we need. He knows exactly what we're hungry for in our heart. You see, in Matthew 6:8, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, told the people, he said, look, your Father knows what you need before you ask. Before it even came onto your mind, he said, your Father already knows. What you're going to step into, God already knows. The struggle, the uncertainty that you're going to wrestle with in that moment, God already knows. Already seeing it. Already a step ahead. What is it? What good do we get them from worrying? $1 million question, right? I know. Because I wrestle with the same question myself. He knows what we need. And sometimes what we think we need is not what God knows we need. You see, we may think that we need a better paying job because we need more money. And that might be the case, but perhaps God's already provided enough. He is providing enough, and he desires that we would trim wasteful spending in our budget because the money is there. He's already provided, but we need to trim some of the waste and be a little bit more wise in how we spend our finances. We might think, you know what? I need a good friend. I need a partner, somebody in my life who just listens to me better. And that might be. But perhaps the Lord has already provided that good friend, but he needs you to listen to them better first. And as you're listening and loving them by listening, they're going to know that you care about them. And that'll begin to turn that relationship around. Well, maybe you've made a mistake and you go, you know what? They just need to forget it and move on. Because they none of us perfect. They need to quit harping on it. Just to let it go and move on. I can't change the past. And yeah, perhaps some of that's true. But perhaps the Lord needs you to forgive those that have hurt you or say, I'm sorry. And then that relationship can begin to be restored that perhaps God's already provided. And what we think we need is not what God already knows we really need. Christ knows that we need help forgiving our enemies. Am I the only one that struggles to forgive somebody that I think crosses me? You guys ever wrestle with that, sort of that struggle? No, maybe some do, right? Yeah. What about you? You ever wrestle with that? You know, somebody says a crossword or kind of just hurts you, your feelings, and, you know, I'm supposed to forgive my enemies, but man, that's not what I want to do. I want to give them a piece of my mind. Jesus knows we need help forgiving our enemies. That wonderful counselor knows what we need. He knows we need help loving the hard to love. He knows we need patience to endure hardship. He knows we need encouragement in our weariness. I'm so tired of having to wear a mask everywhere I go during this COVID season. I'm just tired of it. It's been exhausting. It's almost the entire year has been this way. I'm tired of it. God, I am weary in this. You know that I need strength. He knows we need protection in spiritual battles. He knows we need wisdom to handle our resources, our time, our talent, our treasures well for His glory. He knows that we need help in redeeming hateful, angry thoughts about other people and maybe about ourselves and even about God. He knows. He knows our needs at the core. He's a wonderful counselor. I love the Psalm 107. It says that God satisfied the one who was parched with thirst, and He filled up the hungry with good things. God knows the good, and He can meet the need, for He is God. Now, let me say this, you know, just because God does not give us what we want doesn't mean that He's not leading us to learn what we need, right? There's something to be said about that journey, maybe you know what I'm talking about, of knowing this is what I think I need, I want, to struggling to say, Lord, I now hear and understand what it is that You need for me. And that journey is a season where we grow in wisdom. God, I believe God has designed it that way. It is a tough season. I know I've got to be preaching to the choir on that one, right? That season of discovering and learning it, that's hard. Really hard, because often, you know what it means? It means we have to come to points to say, I was wrong. That's not easy to say, I was wrong. Because we like saying, I was what? I was right. I knew I was right. I knew I was right the whole time. I just wish everybody would have caught up quicker and realized how smart I am. Please don't do that. I try not to do that, because it never bodes well for me. You know? But that season is a good season. It can be a growing season. And I want to encourage you at home, don't be afraid to wrestle in that season to learn what you didn't know about God and yourself in Christ and what He's wanting you to learn and to experience and grow up in Him. It's well worth it. Why? Because God created you to bless you with Him. I like to think of Jesus as the wise sage. Right? You ever think about that? The wise sage. I can't take credit for that term. Smarter people came up with that way before I did. But I like it, so I'm going to borrow it. You borrow it long enough, I'll just say it was mine. Just kidding. I would not do that. That's not right. Students, that's plagiarism. Don't do that. In Matthew 7, Jesus said, if you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask Him? Jesus is absolutely right. And it holds true today, right? Almost 2,000 years later, that same truth is relevant. It applies. Jesus is our counselor who knows what is best for us and is more than willing to give us what is best for us. And I want to share with you this morning that God's best is made possible in our lives through believing in Jesus Christ, believing in the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That by faith, the grace of God through the Holy Spirit provides us with the wisdom, with the understanding of what we need in our journey of faith to grow and become the best that we can be for Jesus Christ. Let me come back to my story. When I was speaking with my professor at that expo, I shared with him, remember, I shared with him what I was thinking, and I was like, oh, I think this is where I should go. I think this is the path, you know, and like I said, he just sat there and he listened, like he was looking right into my soul. And then he spoke and he gave me wisdom that saved me about $30,000. You talk about good wisdom. That's it. Saved me a ton of money. And he said, you need to be sure if this is what God is calling you to do. Yes, your friends are doing it. Yes, it can be a great journey. But don't do it if God's not calling you to do it. Just get the syllabi and buy the books yourself and learn at your own pace and learn where you want to learn and grow, and you will be the wiser and the better for it. But don't take it on if God's not calling you to it. And I just sat there, I took that in, and my heart sank for a moment because, you know, you kind of build yourself up, you get excited about something. It's, oh, yeah. Like, oh. But it hit me, and I thought, you know, he's exactly right. Because, the best experiences I've had in life have come from the times where I slowed down, I was patient, I tried my best to listen to God, say, Lord, what is it you want from me? What are you calling me to do right now in the season ahead? I said, you know what? God, I don't feel you're calling me to this. So I guess I need to say no to this. Because apparently you have something else in store, and I want to experience that. So I'm going to push pause. I believe if you need counsel, ask for it. If you need a counselor, seek one out. Absolutely. Proverbs 12:15 says, fools see their own way as right, but the wise listen to advice. A wise counselor can be a wonderful gift. Seek it out. But if I can invite you to do anything, begin with Jesus. Seek him out first, right? Because he is our wonderful counselor. All true wisdom starts with God. So start with God. He knows you at your core. He knows what you need. He knows what's best for you. He sees it. He understands it. Place your hope in that wonderful counselor. Let him be the true world changer in your life. In your life. See what he'll do on the journey. And the difference that his counsel will make in your life, I promise you, you won't go wrong. The fear of the Lord truly is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 1:7. It seems fitting. I love the way it always works out. But it seems fitting that as we come into Advent and we focus on the birth of the wonderful counselor, that we would complete that celebration by also celebrating the death and the resurrection of Jesus. You see, what makes Christmas so wonderful is when you just celebrate Christmas and Easter together. You get it? For the birth of Christ is so special because he came to be the Savior for the world. I think that's wonderful. So today, we are going to share in communion together for those that are on site and for those who are at home. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, they celebrated Passover with his disciples. he took bread. And he broke the bread and he gave thanks. And he said, take and eat, for this is my body which is given up for you. And when supper was ended at the Passover, Jesus took the cup and he gave thanks and praise. He blessed it and he said, take and drink, for this cup is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. Eat this bread and drink this cup in remembrance of me. And I love Paul's words in 1 Corinthians when he says, for when you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. As we celebrate the first advent of Christ, the coming of Christ, we also remember and look forward to the second advent, the second coming of Christ. Lord, may you bless these elements that as we receive them, that your Spirit will continue to speak wisdom and counsel that is truly divine and wonderful to us. Will you grow us up in knowledge and understanding that we may walk in wisdom day in and day out as your church in the world, pointing people to eternal life with Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. You may receive the elements. We have invited God to be with us in worship. We have spoken to God in song. We have heard God and in prayer and heard God speak to us through his word. We have responded to God through sharing in communion as part of our worship. And now it is time to be sent out to partner with God and the church to be the body of Christ out in the world, living under that wonderful counsel. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for coming and being our wonderful counselor. Thank you for bearing our sin and being our hope and peace in these troubled times. Thank you for being a world changer. Since it is your very nature to give wisdom to those who ask by faith, please provide the wisdom we need to live like a city on a hill, shining hope, peace, and joy, and love for the world to see. May the world know you and be drawn to you as we live out your wonderful counsel through Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the Lord of the kingdom. And together we said, amen, amen. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Thank you for worshiping with us. May the Lord bless you as you go. Go forth to love and serve the Lord in peace. Live by the counsel of God. Amen. Look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Amen.